we have from the National Transportation Safety Board.
Hey, we should say that really impressively. Ready?
National Transportation Safety Board.
You didn't even get it right.
I'm sorry. Well, that just, hey, I'm busted.
Yep, you're done.
We have Earl Weiner here, came over from the IFP, and he's going to talk to us once again about all the kind of great stuff the NTSB is doing to help keep us safe.
Well, one thing he talked about is apparently a lot of the NTSB employees actually are pilots and are home builders and such, and that's got to put an interesting perspective on how you build your airplane after having done accident investigations.
Probably makes them much more serious.
Yeah, they're probably very, very methodical and slow and careful.
But to give you a little idea, the as you said, we have a booth over at the International Pavilion. During the week, we're between people who've come here to take a shift in the booth and a number of people who are NTSB employees who've just come here on their own because they can't stay away from Oshkosh. We've got 45 people or so. So that's quite an attendance. But what I was going to mention was we did a little survey of our employees and asked them, how many people are building airplanes? Because there are a number of home builders. So a number of people who are building airplanes, number of people who are restoring airplanes or have built. And there's 32 airplanes in that category.
Wow.
That's a pretty good assortment.
Yeah. Then if you count the number of people who own airplanes, like myself, that's another 16 airplanes. So that's 48 airplanes out of an organization that's about 400 people.
That's pretty good.
That is a 10%. That is a good ratio.
Yeah. A lot of airplane enthusiasm.
Good.
That's exactly the opposite that I would expect, because I'd figure that, the people that go out and investigate the accidents, they'd say, oh, I'm never going to get into one of these little light planes. They're dangerous, blah, 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 blah. And we find out it's exactly the opposite. That's very reassuring.
Well, the people who investigate accidents have a much better understanding of what not to do or what to do to stay safe. So I think they probably, light airplanes are really really quite safe. When we start looking at the data, most of the accidents are not due to the airplane itself. It's the way the airplane's operated. So that leaves a lot of potential for the pilot to operate safely.
So you're saying that knife edge in a 172 is probably not a good idea?
That's probably not the airplane to do that in.
Ah, okay, good. I'm glad we ironed that out. See, definitely. I told you.
Well, we've been talking all week with with you and other members of the NTSB about experimental amateur-built aircraft. And you have an announcement to make here, something that caught our eye immediately. Because one of the questions I had was, have you been talking to the kit plane manufacturers? And it turns out you have been. What's going on with that?
We started talking to the kit plane manufacturers even before we did the study, because we wanted to get a feeling for what the industry was really like, right from the people who are the industry. But I was really pleased. A little over a week ago, I got an email from Dick Van Groensven, Vans Aircraft, saying the kit industry had formed a new association, the Airplane Kit Industries Association, AKIA. And they've had an organizational meeting here. I think they're up to about 20 members now. They're looking to be in the 30s by the time they get everybody involved. But we've opened up a dialogue with them. One of our recommendations coming out of the study was that the industry could do a lot of good working itself, policing itself, regulating itself, stay away from the regulations from the outside, let the industry work it out themselves. And it looks to be exactly what they're doing.
Well, that's unprecedented.
Definitely a good step, though.
A little cooperation goes a long way.
Now, how are they going to do all of this? I know everybody is concerned with safety of an experimental amateur home built. And you've proven statistically that a lot of the problems occur on the first flight. What are the kit builders going to do to help, say, me when I finish my first home built airplane to keep me from piling it up somewhere?
Well, just as much as you, I want to find out what they intend to do. So our role is not really to tell them what to do, although we've given recommendations that are related to things like doing adequate flight testing, you know, develop the performance characteristics of the airplane and to document, get some transition training beforehand. All things that, at least to me, seem like very straightforward things to do. But I'm certainly, as you, very interested to see what the Airplane Kit Industries Association manages to do. There's a lot of enthusiasm from the people that I met, and particularly Dick.
Well, in the past, there was an aircraft just recently that had some wing spar problems. Do you find the kit manufacturers are very willing to listen to your findings?
It appears that the ones we've talked to, of course, are the ones that are very willing and quick to listen to what our suggestions are. For the most part, in the home builds, the experimental, the amateur build aircraft, with that one exception, we don't see a lot of structural issues. At least, the structural issues that we do see tend to be one-off sort of things that somebody does to a kit or to
either a change or a workmanship problem.
Either a change or workmanship problem. So, you know, we're back to then the issue of if they're flown right, they're probably very safe.
Well, that's good to hear. From what I understand, it wasn't always that case with a lot of kit aircraft.
That's what my understanding is, too. But, you know, we're seeing an awful lot of now well-thought-through, well-developed, well-engineered kits.
And well-tested.
Well,
and well tested.
Not only that, but hopefully the instruction manuals that come with these kits will also reflect improvements in the testing that you need to go through as the as you progress with flight testing of the aircraft. You know, fuel system checks and this kind of stuff.
Okay, where were you going with that?
That's where I was going. I was just wondering, you know, I was just kind of curious if the manufacturers, not that they've got this Kit Industry Association, that they're going to go and start tightening things up a little bit so that when I'm finished with my aircraft, I'm not sitting there looking at it saying, well, what do I do next?
Have you guys thought of providing like a list of best practices that the manufacturers could use?
I think from what I've seen, the manufacturers are fully capable of developing best practices themselves. Because they get to look at a lot of their kits as they are built. They also get involved a lot in the tech support, customer support, as somebody's putting one together. So I think the kit industries have all of the information that they need for best practices. You know, at the NTSB, we're certainly welcome to help out with what knowledge we have. But I think it's a very capable group. It's a matter of getting the right information to the right people at the right time.
And of course, you're always there if, you know, unfortunately, something does happen. And that's the bad part.
Yeah, we'd prefer not to have to get involved after an accident. Yeah, you know, if the kit industries put NTSB out of business, that would be fine.
Yeah, you wouldn't be upset with that at all.
Well, and there's not much chance of it, but nevertheless.
Well, I was going to say you have more time to build your own airplane or fly your own airplane.
Well, that's right. You know, as a board member, I don't get a lot of time to fly my airplane. Although, you know, this was a great opportunity to fly it out here.
There you go.
Where did you fly from?
From Manassas, just outside Washington, D.C.
Oh, that's okay. Quite a long hop.
Yeah. That's not a bad ride at all. Now, you have an RV, I think it's a 4, sitting over in the Federal Pavilion. And it's been up, unfortunately. And looking at the information you have, it was a simple crosswind takeoff that just went wrong.
Yeah, that's what it appears to be. And it was a high-time, well-experienced pilot. So I really don't know a great deal of detail about it, but it was reported as a wing lift because of gust of air and off to the side of the runway. So fortunately, you know, the airplane had some damage, the Ego had some damage, but I don't believe anybody was hurt.
Yeah. Everybody went home that day, but it just goes to show even a high-time pilot can run into grief if, you know, when things happen. You just have to pay attention to what you're doing. And
I want to know how they convinced the guy to let them take his airplane and put it on public display.
Well, my guess is right. The insurance company bought the airplane.
It didn't look that badly damaged.
No, it looks, it's a rebuildable plane. I'm sure it is. The fuselage looks good. It's landing gear and left wing, it looks like. Probably engine and propeller, too.
Yeah, I think the engine mount got bent, too.
Yeah.
Well, that's an easy repair on a Vans. You just unbolt the thing.
Okay, if you unbolt it, then what do you do?
You get a new one.
Oh, so you send it back. You didn't go into that part.
You send it back to Vans in a crate packed with $100 bills, and
they
send you another one.
Yeah, packaging material of choice.
So you're over at the International Federal Pavilion.
We're at the International Federal Pavilion, and as I mentioned, we've got a lot of staff here who've been rotating through this week. We've, by the time the Sunday rolls around, we'll have put on 26 presentations. Various members, various of the investigators talking about accidents they've investigated. I've got a presentation over at the Welcome Pavilion, EAA Welcome Pavilion, at 11:30 today to talk about general aviation safety, which is on our most wanted list of the NTSB. So it's a good focus. As being a general aviation pilot, I love doing this.
You appreciate it?
Very much.
Have you ever run into a pilot who's had an accident, you know, bent the airplane pretty good, but basically walked away and has tried to bluster his way out just with ego and attitude?
Well, I have not had a lot of unseen experiences like that, but nevertheless, you know, some of the hangar talk afterwards can be very blustery or can be very contrite. It really depends on whether the person wants to have other people learn from their mistakes or deny them.
Right, right. Or figure out some way to blame everything else.
Yeah, there's always things to blame, but it's often the person in the mirror that probably had the most to do with it.
Yeah, the nut holding the stick. You've got a website, too, as I understand.
NTSB.gov, yeah.
And it's got all kinds of information on there?
Yeah, actually, it's very rich in terms of things that people can get on the website and download, look at. For example, there's a tremendous number of dockets for aviation, general aviation accidents on the website. You know, people think that that little short summary called probable cause is all there is. But in fact, there's factual information, there are pictures, there are radar tracks, there may be meteorological data. So that's all available. We're a public agency. That information can be accessed by the general public. And you can do a great deal of self-instruction, self-teaching, just by looking at the mistakes other people make.
Definitely, I
if
know.
If you're a wise man.
I've done that, looked at the monthly accident reports, and some of them are interesting, to say the least, and others are not.
Yeah.
Well, kind of, in some sense, the distressing part of it is the same accidents, scenes show up over and over again.
Over and over.
Right.
Fuel left in the truck, runway behind you, altitude above you.
That's
bad,
right.
And bad weather. Bad weather. It's amazing to see how many people are brought down just because they get into weather that they shouldn't be in.
Yeah, inadvertent flight into IMC catches altogether too many people. But our biggest single contributor to accidents is the loss of control, particularly loss of control in the pattern. So airspeed.
Right.
Airspeed, airspeed.
Keep that airspeed up.
Yep, definitely.
Come in at three times stall. No.
No.
Come in full after birth.
No, then we find you at the other end of the runway.
Yeah.